Arkansas State University in Jonesboro is requiring all incoming freshmen in the fall to bring iPads to class. Every freshman will be enrolled in Arkansas State's first-year experience course called Making Connections, which helps students transition to college. Among the things the students will learn is how the iPads can enhance their learning experience. Vice President for Strategic Communications and Economic Development of the ASU system is Jeff Hankins.
Arkansas State freshmen are going to have a really dynamic multimedia curriculum to work with as they join the campus this fall. And what we've learned is that a digital environment can lead to improved educational performance, and Arkansas State's going to be a leader in that regard. Arkansas State is the first public university in the state and among the first in the country to require every freshman to use iPad technology. And ASU is also a national front runner to implement a required freshman course that's exclusively digital. And our goal with this is to create an immersive experience in which technology is embedded in the curriculum. Students today learn differently, especially starting in K-12 education. Students are just used to having computers and apps through tablets and so forth as part of the way that they learn. And Arkansas State must adapt to keep up with those changing ways in which students learn.
The eventual goal over the next couple of years is for every student on the Jonesboro campus to have iPads. Dean of University College, Dr. Jill Simons, tells how the iPads will be integrated into the required Making Connections class.
Well, my role is I work with the students in the Making Connections class. And this is the class that all incoming students take. It's a 3-credit course that prepares them to be college-level learners. And this is the class for which students will learn how to integrate an iPad, not just to do the fun stuff that they have, but very directly into their learning, how to use it for taking notes, how to do interviews such as we're doing right now, how to take audio notes, how to look at different learning devices on there, take books that they have and be able to highlight directly on the iPad, perhaps select a lot of digital books instead of carrying a lot of lugging a lot of books around. So our faculty in these Making Connections classes will be very key in teaching our students how to use the iPad as a learning tool.
And students will be required to bring with them the iPad mini or full-size iPads. Those students who do not already have iPads can purchase them at the ASU IT store on campus, or they can rent an iPad. With the iPads, students will be able to download and use e-textbooks and apps with the iPad, which allows faculty to implement a multimedia and digital curriculum. Associate Vice Chancellor for Academic Services Dr. Gina Hoag says this plan to move Arkansas State University to a digital curriculum has been in the works for 2 years. Pilot studies were started to see how students would react to using iPads as part of their learning. Hoag says the studies showed the students were more engaged in using the devices. According to Dr. Hoag, faculty members are participating in training this summer to show students how to successfully use iPads in class.
ITTC, our Interactive Teaching and Technology Center that's led by Steve Leslie, he and his staff have put together a program of training for use with the iPads and also with the Mac computers. And they have a series of training scheduled throughout the summer. And faculty are signing up for those training sessions, and we're hoping to that they'll have the preparation that they need to teach effectively with the iPads.
Faculty at Arkansas State University will use iTunes U and iBooks Author to develop interactive lessons as part of the university's Connect initiative. The digital technology will allow students to have access to numerous resources. Among those resources is the complete online resource of thousands of scholarly e-books collected by JSTOR. JSTOR is a nonprofit digital library that supports higher education institutions. Arkansas State University is the first university in the country to acquire the complete online resource for its students, which will provide books, articles, journals, and other resources from 34 major publishers. The new technology will also allow students to download textbooks in an e-book format. Digital textbooks are becoming a more popular choice with a reduced cost and expanded multimedia content. Jeff Hankins says the gradual transition to e-textbooks does not necessarily mean traditional textbooks will immediately be phased out.
I'm not sure at what point that happens. I think there are going to be some students who prefer traditional print textbooks, and then there are going to be those who prefer e-book versions, and those e-book versions continue to improve. Publishers are moving in that direction where instead of just the text, there are enhanced links within that text that that bring those textbooks to life. So I don't think that this is anything that's going to happen overnight. I think there are going to be a lot of faculty who are more comfortable sticking to textbooks, and then there are going to be other faculty who want to transition to an iBook. But we did a cost comparison of traditional textbooks used in five general education courses, and it showed that the ebook versions of those textbooks would result in a total savings of about $317 per student. And you look at that just with five classes, $317 nearly pays for the cost of an iPad.
Arkansas State University's new website at www.astate.edu is optimized for mobile device use. The university is also expanding classroom wireless internet capacity specifically where first-year experienced students will have classes in key academic areas, and also more Wi-Fi spots will be available on campus. The hope is that digital technology will help bring lessons to life and will enhance the teaching experience for faculty. Dr. Ho gives an example of how she's used iPads to help in assisting students who are training as teachers in classrooms.
For the last 2 years, we've been using the iPads in the social studies teaching program, and so our students will use the iPads in the methods class to learn how to teach effectively with the iPad, and they'll take it out to their internship in the school and teach with the iPad, and then when I have an opportunity to observe them teach, then they'll set the iPad up and use FaceTime so that I'm sitting here in my office in Wilson Hall and I can watch these students teach in the classroom. We're connected to a wireless network and I can observe them. And so it just gives me really constant access to the students and gives me an opportunity to build a very close relationship with them and to help them and mentor them as they work through their teaching internship.
And she tells how she's been able to personally help aspiring teachers.
Well, it's given me a lot more access to the students. If a student's struggling, then and instead of driving an hour and a half to have a special time to observe them, we can just connect the iPad, have a FaceTime observation, and I can give them feedback in a very informal way and do it on a more constant basis so I can help them through any struggles that they might be having in their internship. That's one way. And then just having more frequent conversations with the students and providing them with more encouragement has seemed to improve the internship experience for the students who are using the iPads.
And Dr. Jill Simon says as part of the Making Connections course, freshman students will also receive a free download of a book that will be required reading.
When we decided to take on the iPad and that books were easy to obtain, we decided to provide to the students as a free digital download a book called Zaytoon. And it is a novel written by Dave Edgars. It takes place during Hurricane Katrina and where a Syrian immigrant stays behind. And it's his perspective of what the world is like when he stays behind during this period of time. And there's all sorts of themes that we can pull from this common reader. And let me tell you, a common reader is a book that all the students read coming in their Making Connections class. So whether they're starting in our developmental program through our honors program, they'll all be reading the same novel. But we liked the program and the idea of the natural disaster. At ASU, we have a disaster preparedness program with Dr. Deb Purcell. They're going to come out and host a natural disaster on campus in September. And all of our different Making Connections classes within their major are going to have a part in this, and they're going to be able to interact as part of this disaster.
And she says a mock disaster will allow students to receive real-world experiences of topics and situations related to a disaster. iPads will be utilized and other resources will be used to give students a true look into how to handle problems and situations. Dr. Jill Simons, also Dr. Gina Hogue, and Jeff Hankins all helped with this report today. This is part of the Making Connections class at ASU Jonesboro. And more information on the digital curriculum for incoming freshmen at Arkansas State can be found at www.astate.edu/connect.